Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 362. Now, the next story has been chosen by five different children in different parts of the world. It has been chosen by Eva and Grace. Hello, Eva. Hello, Grace. It has also been chosen by Rhea. Hello, Rhea. And finally, it has been chosen by Jackson and Sadie. Hello, Jackson. Hello, Sadie. And the story that they have all asked for is called Tabby McTat. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. Tabby McTat by Julia Donaldson. Tabby McTat was a busker's cat with a meow that was loud and strong. The two of them sang of this and that, and people threw coins in the hole checked hat, and this was their favourite song. Me, you and the old guitar, how perfectly, perfectly happy we are. Meow and the old guitar, how perfectly happy we are. One morning, while Fred ate some bacon and bread, McTat took a stroll round the block, then stopped from there on a doorstep sat a gorgeous glossy and green-eyed cat. She was black with one snowy white sock. Sock and McTat had a cat-to-cat chat, and that's how their story began. For while they were chatting of this and of that, a thief had his eye on the hole-checked hat. His eyes lit, his eyes it, he snatched it, he ran. The busker gave chase, but he tripped on a lace, and crash, in a flash he was down. He broke his leg and he banged his head, and he ended up in a hospital bed in a faraway part of town. Oh, goodbye, McTat said. I must go back to Fred. But where had the busker gone? The sun went down and the sky grew black. The stars came out, but he didn't come back. McTat lingered on and on and on and on and on. A week later, Sock took a stroll round the block and found her new friend looking thin. He's gone and left me, said McTat, Tabby McTat. Then Sock said, my people, Prusella and Pat, would gladly find room for a fine tabby cat. She was right and they took McTat in. Next morning, old Fred left his hospital bed and found his way back to the square. But a brass band stood where the pair once sat, and the band played this and the band played that, and Fred looked all round for his loud meowed cat. But Tabby McTat wasn't there. Now, McTat had a wife and a very full life with a plenty of things to do, like washing Prunella and pouncing on Pat and hiding the car keys under the mat and keeping the newspaper nice and flat and giving the pens an occasional bat and nibbling this and nibbling that. But he dreamed of his friend with the old checked hat and always woke up with a mew. And often he said, what's happened to Fred? And his paws took him back to the square. But a conjurer stood where the pair once sat, and he pulled out this and he pulled out that, and people threw coins in the tall black hat, but the busker was never there. One morning Sock said, look under the bed and see the three kittens I've had. And Somies look like this and Susan like that, and the littlest kitten called Samuel Spratt looks exactly the same as his dad. The three kittens grew and they learned how to mew, and McTat sometimes sang them his song. And Samuel Spratt with his tabby grey fur had a deafening meow and a very loud purr, and he simply loved singing along. Me, you and the old guitar, how perfectly, perfectly happy we are. Meow and the old guitar, how perfectly happy we are. When Susan and Somies found very good homes, their parents were happy and proud. There was one home like this and another like that. But nobody wanted poor Samuel Spratt. They all said, his voice is too loud. Now Tabby McTat was a home-loving cat, but he couldn't stop dreaming of Fred. And one day he called for his wife and his son, and he told them, there's something that has to be done. I must go and find him, he said. So up and down, all over town, he wandered a whole week long. For many a morning and afternoon, by the light of the sun and the light of the moon, till he heard a familiar song. Just me and the old guitar, if I had a cat I'd be happier far. Just me and the old guitar, wish my cat I'd be happier far. It's Tabby McTat, it's my long-lost cat. Old Fred was ecstatically glad. Then the two of them sang of this and that, and the people threw coins in the new checked hat. But why did McTat feel sad? He was missing his wife and his comfortable life, and the dozens of things to do, like washing Prunella and pouncing on Pat and hiding the car keys under the mat and keeping the newspaper nice and flat and giving the pens an occasional bat. But how could he tell the busker that? Then out of the shadow sprang Samuel Spratt. Oh, please let me be the busker's cat, he said with his deafening mew. Now Samuel Spratt is the busker's cat with a meow that is loud and strong. The two of them sing of this and that, though Samuel sings just a little bit flat. And people throw coins in the old checked hat, and this is their favourite song. Me, you and the old guitar, how perfectly, perfectly happy we are. Meow and the old guitar, how perfectly happy we are. The end. Eva, Grace, Rhea, Jackson, Sadie, boys, girls, I hope you enjoyed the story, and I will see you again very, very soon on Mr. Chelton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1, bye, bye.